Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about being persistent as the widow that Jesus teaches about in the scriptures. Now, you may not be familiar with this story, but Jesus tells the story in Luke chapter 18 that basically, keep praying and don't lose heart. In other words, he's saying in Luke 18 that what we're to do is to be like a woman who keeps going back to a judge and keeps demanding justice. It keeps asking for him to give her voice. Well, it's interesting that Paul uses a phrase for a similar purpose when he says, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. He added, we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away. Our inner self is being renewed day by day. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. In Jesus' story, we find a judge. And this man is not a Jewish magistrate. I mean, he was a Roman judge who just wanted to get everything off of his docket. But Jesus is saying, he's simply describing things as they are, a judge who neither feared God nor respected man, according to Luke 18:2. He had no accountability, no higher court there. He could do whatever he wanted to. And this widow was thrown into a mess. And in Jesus' day, that widow would have had zero social standing whatsoever. When she married, she left her father's protection. And when her husband died, she lost his protection. And so we don't know the specific nature of her claim, but what we do know is that she had a problem and she had an adversary, and she needed the judge to step in and bring her justice and peace in this matter. Well, given that this person was willing to stand before the judge, seems likely that the opponent is somebody of wealth or standing, someone who's confident of winning the verdict with this judge, because let's face it, it's just a lowly widow. Then comes the twist in the story in verse 4. He said to himself, the judge is talking with himself, as characters in a lot of Luke's parables do, and he said, though I neither fear God nor respect man, and the syntax there being clear that the matter is indifferent to him, he couldn't care less. The key word comes up in verse 5 where he says, yet, because this widow keeps bothering me. The scripture says she keeps bothering him. Literally, it's a continual cause of a pain and annoyance to me. And Jesus says, hear what the unrighteous judge says. Hear is in the imperative and is intended to be understood as an order. We are required to listen to the judge and to learn from him. Will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? Give justice, verse 7 says, give justice is meaning to vindicate, a term for giving administrative justice. And in Jesus, in his certainty in verse 8 says, I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, the widow models the kind of persistent prayer we're called to offer to God, to pray without ceasing. My friend, in the midst of coming out of 2020, allow your prayer life in 2021 to be one like this widow that will pray without ceasing, that will keep bringing back to your Heavenly Father a reminder of your need for all that He has and all that He wants to give you. Trust Him enough to keep knocking on His door, for as you knock, He will answer. As you ask, He will answer. And allow Him to speak that truth into your life this day. God bless you, friend. Thanks so much for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.